Car dealer John Bergstrom wants to help build an outdoor sports store in suburban Green Bay and fill in about 2 acres of wetlands as part of the development. DNR managers in Madison have overruled field staff recommendations and have approved the project. But the Wisconsin Wetlands Association is challenging the deal, and a hearing is pending. Association Policy Director Aaron O'Brien says, for one thing, it appears the DNR went outside its normal protocols.
And then we also have concerns about the wetland impacts themselves, because it is quite a nice wetland in a very urbanized area where there just aren't very many large and high-quality wetlands left.
This week, Governor Scott Walker raised the profile of the case by proposing specific language in a regulation bill that would curtail the DNR's ability to review the proposed disturbance of a small wetland in Brown County. But Aaron O'Brien of the Wetlands Group says the language could cut protections for other wetlands as well.
You know, one of the concerns is this bill exempts wetlands in Brown County from state water quality standards, but what's to stop another county from requesting that same kind of treatment, or another developer with another project in another part of the state to expect the same kind of treatment?
John Bergstrom's secretary said yesterday that Bergstrom was on a flight and unavailable for comment. Bergstrom's lawyer says his client was disappointed to learn a citizens group could delay the project now and turned to Scott Walker for help. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.